because I was upgrading papers.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you were up at the time that the crash occurred?
I had been working on some papers that I heard what sounded like a crash. I didn't get up and go out there or anything, so.
Okay. Yeah. Were you the one that called this?
I don't know. I didn't call the
you
police.
You didn't call. Okay.
I did not call the police.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where were you within the house when that?
I've got the master bedroom.
You were when you heard the crash?
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anyone else home that would have?
My grandson is home. Did you want me to wake him up?
Just one moment. Yeah, very likely. We'll need to, but just give me a minute with you, and then figure out the rest. Can I get your name?
Did you wish to come in?
If that's easier for you, that's great, yeah.
You do look official. I'm not just... East Hillcrest Drive, yeah.
It's from 91 through 62.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a date of birth and a phone number from you?
Turn the phone.
Phone number?
Phone number is 805. I don't want to do it myself.
That's the home number.
That's the home number.
Okay. Perfect. So you're in the master bedroom, heard a crash, and then you did not go outside to look?
I didn't go outside, no.
Okay.
I saw the lights. I don't want to be out there.
Okay. Which lights? The flashing?
Well, I guess the police lights or...
Okay.
You know.
Do you have a view of the street from your master bedroom?
Did you want to see it?
Yeah, well, if there's a view, if not.
I've got a big tree there.
Okay.
So
it points towards the Hillcrest?
Yeah. Why don't you look at it?
Sure.
Because they're all the same, so then you'd know.
Okay.
Tree there, but you don't, you know, neighbors can't see. I can't.
Yeah.
I could see flashing lights, but I couldn't
see. Okay, so that's Hillcrest right down there.
That's Hillcrest.
Oh, yeah. So.
And it sounded like, not necessarily skidding, but I could tell something crunched, because there have been accidents out there before.
Okay. Yeah. Just heard the collision.
Yeah. It was like, people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. So that's what most of the people see, except I really have a good tree there.
Yeah. Yeah. I just heard the neighbor say the same thing over here. He said he has a big tree.
Yeah.
Limits his view.
Yeah.
So, okay. Is your grandson in this room?
That room, yeah.
Okay. I think he's up because we were standing outside waiting for a better hour to. We've been here for a few hours now. And
he's
looked like he popped up.
Get him up then?
That'd be great.
Okay. Corey?
Corey.
I guess he wasn't awake.
But they were.
With the sheriff's office.
Nice to meet you.
He's going house to house rearing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what was your name?
Emily. And my last name is.
Perfect. Can I get a date of birth and a phone number for you?
Yeah, my birthday is.
Okay.
And then 805.
Okay. Were you here all night last night?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then your room that you're in right there faces over the parking lot area or the street?
It faces the structure, right outside. And we do keep our window open.
How are you?
Yeah, I saw your window was open. We've been outside for quite a while. So.
Yes, yeah, we were here pretty much like... What was it, like around 1 o'clock, you would say? We heard probably like 1 o'clock, I heard like tire screeches and like weird noises.
Yeah,
and I was just like, was that a car crash? I wasn't sure. So then,
did you hear?
Maybe 30 minutes after that, we heard like 4 to 6, like it almost sounded like fireworks or gunshots. And so we freaked out, weren't sure what it was. And then we saw like all the lights from your guys's like police cars. And we came outside to see what was going on, and because our cars are parked over there, so.
So you came outside before or after you heard the gunshots?
Maybe like, it was like 15 minutes after.
No, not even, it was like five not
minutes
even
after.
Five.
So
like,
heard tires screeching, and then about how much longer before you said you heard
like
the bangs?
About 15, I think.
About 15 minutes after the tire screeching.
And how did you describe it again?
It sounded like, what we thought at first was like gunshots, so we like freaked out, but then we were trying to like rationalize it, like it can't be that, like it was probably just fireworks, like people were probably just like messing around. And then we saw the police lights, like you said, 5 minutes later.
Okay. And then what did you see when you went outside?
There was a lot of police activity. It looked like maybe one or two bodies were out there.
So one or two police officers, or what do you mean by
like
bodies?
On like, we saw tarps. Like it looked like people were in body bags. Essentially, it looked like one person was being hauled away by the police officers, and it looked like one guy was just on the floor, maybe under a tarp. It was kind of hard to tell because there was a lot of officers at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like right before they started putting up the police tape. Like we got out there and we're like, what the heck? There's one other girl that came out and she was like, what's going on? Like, we had no idea. And then they just started putting up the tape and they're like, can we talk to you? And we're like, yeah.
Did someone already take a statement from you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty much right as it happened. Like.
Okay. Was it a uniformed deputy? That took your statement?
Yeah. Like... Mm-hmm. I mean, a different uniform than you're wearing, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Like
a tan and green.
Yeah.
Tan shirt. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So you saw police activity, and then you saw.
Should have gotten his name.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I can figure that out.
Yeah.
What kind of detective would I be if I couldn't figure that out?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you saw police activity, and then you saw what you described as bodies?
It looked like it, yeah.
And by that, you mean, like,
At this point,
are you talking about dead bodies? Or
yeah, it looks like there was.
Somebody got hauled off. That's what I didn't. I didn't see that. There's so much stuff going on, and there is. But there was one that I saw as well. That was just.
Because I was.
They were all surrounding him at first, and we're all like, "Is there somebody there?" Because there's firemen, policemen are all there, and as they moved away, we saw that there's a body laying there, and the other girl was like, "Is that a body?" Oh, okay. She's like, "I'm not here." She wants to leave. I was like, this,
"Yeah."
Just, did you that's see? Kind of stuff doesn't happen out here, so it's really weird.
Yeah.
So.
Did you see where the other female lived, or which
no.
she was at? I
don't know.
I know
remember.
She lives that way. Her name was probably Allison. It sounded like she was like. It wasn't a three number. I thought it was.
I honestly wasn't listening to her statement because I was just in my head like, wow, what the heck is happening right now?
I know her name's Allison. She's either at 37 or 27. I know that's like the first two.
Okay.
But yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I went initially up. I was trying to talk to an officer just to see if it was actually like fireworks. Like I wasn't sure if you guys maybe shot some flares to block off the street or if it was actually gunshots. And that's when we went out. And
yeah.
Yeah, and she went on the Nextdoor app, you know, and somebody, I guess, down in one of these other neighborhoods was saying shots fired or something like that. Because at first, I didn't hear the screeching. She was like, "Did you hear that?" And I was like, "No, you're freaking me out." Like, and then, once those shots were fired, I closed my window immediately and was like, "What was that?" And we thought it was gunshots at first. And then I was trying to be like, what could that possibly be besides gunshots? And the only thing I could think of was firecrackers. So it's like, and the way that they went off, it was really weird. It was like, I heard distinctly at least six different shots, and it was kind of like, ba 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 ba. Like some of them were like kind of really rapid. So I honestly, like, it very easily could have been firecrackers, after going through all that, it makes me think that they were genuinely gunshots. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, after seeing what that guy said on the Nextdoor app, and then that other girl was like, she's like, "I heard gunshots." I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that kind of stuff, so I don't really know what like gunshots really sound like, besides from movies and video games and stuff. So
yeah, let me get your name real quick.
Mine's Corey. Corey.
Can I get a birth date for her?
Yeah, it's
and your phone number?
805.
Thank you. And you live here?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you live here as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we share the room in the far corner where it was open.
Okay. So how many shots did you hear?
It was hard to tell. It was at least four, but they were just so quick, so rapid, so it could easily be more than that.
Okay.
It happened like so fast, so.
Yeah, our window's open, so it was really loud.
Our cat was in the window, so my first logic, I just was like ripping him out of the window, and we're like, getting covered in the bed, like, what did we just hear?
I was ducking under the window like there's a sniper or something like that, because you never know with all this crazy stuff in the world and stuff. It's like on edge, it makes me on edge when you hear stuff like that. Like, your mind goes to the worst place first, and then you don't want to think about the worst thing, and then you're like, oh, that could have been actually really bad. Because she wanted to go out right after she heard the screeching, and I didn't hear anything, which I thought was weird, because she's like, sounded like, I remember her saying it sounded like a car crash, and I was like.
Because I heard like tire screeches, it sounded like, almost like not drifting, but like
brake screeches. Our TV was on, so it's like, it blended in.
Were one of you guys the ones that called the police?
No, I was thinking about it, but then I was like, you know, I want to go out and take a drive to see, like, if anybody got in a car crash. It sounded like it was at Westlake Boulevard, and my gut was just like, no, like, don't go outside. Like,
Yeah, after we came back in, she was like, I really wanted to go check on the people, but you were just like, you're freaking me out or whatever, and I was like, I kind of dismissed it, so like, and then I was dozing off, and then it wasn't, I mean, I couldn't tell you how really how long it was between that and what sounded like the gunshots, but
it was less than 30 minutes, because
it wasn't very long.
We were watching Tosh.0, and it was within that episode, so I know it was within a 30-minute episode that we heard all that go down.
We saw when we came out, too, when there's all the police cars, there was a truck that we saw pulled up onto the left side, but it was facing this way, and it didn't look like a police vehicle or anything like that.
What color was the truck?
I don't really know. It was really dark. It was like 2 in the morning, so I didn't catch a big glimpse of it.
Bright lights on the top. That's the reason why I thought maybe it was there.
A white truck? You saw a white truck? Are you talking about the same truck?
Yes.
Yeah. It was pulled up on the left side of the road, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the one that was like...
But it was facing...
Yeah. It looked like it was up onto like the sidewalk, like the dirt trail.
Okay, and that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
On the dirt trail?
Yeah.
Past the driveway?
Mm-hmm.
It was down.
Yeah,
it
was you kind of had to walk down to the driveway to see it. You could kind of only see it right off the edge, peeking out, and then...
Yeah. Okay. So you saw the truck on the dirt trail, and you don't remember the color. You thought it was white.
It looked white, yeah. Because at that point, I walked pretty much right up to the corner and was asking a police officer who started taping up past, like, the exit. And I was just like, I just wanted to see if that was firecrackers or what's going on. And then that's when he was like, all right, we're going to question you guys in just a minute to see kind of what we maybe saw or heard.
Yeah, I remember seeing the lights and thinking it was, like, possibly our cars at first, because
our cars are the two red ones right there, and sometimes we get, it sounds like kids just drinking or something, and so we're like, what if it was fireworks? Like,
there's these kids that'll, like, party in their car, like, at their, like, right at the parking lot down there, and we'll find all sorts of trash out there, so we're, like, thinking maybe it was them or something like that. Like setting off firecrackers and near our car, and then
initially went to see like our
she
car
went outside car. First, and then she came back inside. She's like, "There's a car crash," and I was like, "A car crash."
That's
and went outside.
Like with all the
she's like, "There's a lot of cops out there," and then that's when the other girl came out. And we're just sitting there, going like, "Are those bodies?" Like, I don't see any car. We didn't see any car crash or anything like that. So that's why it was so
confusing.
Everything was so confusing because she said there was. She sounded like, she heard swerving and it sounded like a car crash and there's those shots or whatever and then we went outside and we were like, we only see the police basically and then that one car, so we're like, what's going on? And then once we saw the body, I mean, I don't know, my mind started thinking that there was some sort of shootout or something like that, but I mean, is the only thing that I know is there was one body that was being hauled off according to her and the other girl, and then I didn't see that, but the other person lying, they were like right outside the driveway too, like they were right there, so like
it looks like an orange tarp or
we could see them from like where we were standing pretty far away from it and we could see them, so.
You're probably near our cars, huh?
We were like I didn't want to get too close, I was just like, I don't know what's going on, but yeah, I stayed kind of near our car and then pushed us away as they're putting up the tape and stuff, and asked us a few questions, but we sounded like they didn't know much more than we did, so it's like, what the heck?
Okay. So I'm going to summarize, and you tell me if I'm missing something or you want to add something more, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So about 1 a.m., you heard screeching, tire screeching. About 15 minutes later, you heard it sounded like fireworks or gunshots.
Mm-hmm.
You walked outside. Let me get this straight. You went outside before?
Correct.
After the tire screeching and before, and then you went outside after, went back outside after you heard the fireworks, gunshots?
No.
We were in the whole time. I just heard it from my window. And so we were laying in bed and I just went to him. I was like, did you hear that? And he's like, no, like, you're freaking me out. So I kind of dismissed the tire screeching at that point. Then
we heard the gunshots.
Yeah, so then we kind of hid in our bed, and then we peeped over, saw all the police lights. So that's when we're just like, are those the fireworks light? Are those police lights?
Yeah, we were in the room for maybe like 5 minutes. I ran downstairs to lock the door really quick, like immediately. And then it was probably about 5 minutes after, and then we started to see the lights, so we're like, okay, maybe it's safe to go outside. She went outside to go check to make sure, because we figured, I mean, it was police lights. It was pretty obvious because we could see them from our window. We could see them reflecting off of, like, just the... So it was obvious that it wasn't our lights, so she's like, there's definitely cops out there. She went out there, and she came right back in and was like, you got to come out and see this. And then that was, basically it. Okay. So, and then we were out there for, like, maybe 15 minutes.
So you didn't go outside until after you heard the gunshots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you went out there, you saw police activity, you saw dead bodies. You said bodies. How many did you see?
It looked like two.
I saw one. I saw one body for sure.
Okay.
The one person.
But there was like I said, like when I went out there, there's so much to look at. There's so many cop cars, there's cars coming in. There's a couple cars leaving, ambulance, like...
Yeah, one looks like...
At least five or six cops surrounding this one body that I didn't even know was a body, and I was fixated on that in the car. Mm. And you guys were like, see that other body? I'm like, I really didn't see that. It was just... There's a lot of stuff going on, so I was really just...
Yeah, there's a lot going on. All right.
It's like in shock, you know.
So you heard at least four shots?
At least.
And you heard at least six shots?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then you also brought up that you saw... a truck on the dirt trail. Did you see that too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you can remember you want to add?
I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I just listened. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear any of the gunshot.
I didn't even talk to you after. We're just like, I wasn't sure if you slept through it or not, and I didn't want to wake you up. So
I had been awake because I was...
I posted it on Facebook. I was like, this is crazy. And then I saw you liked it. Like, maybe...
I'm typically... I sleep a couple hours, and then I wake up, and if I don't get back to sleep, then I grade papers, because I'm a teacher. But I heard the skidding... And then eventually I started seeing lights that kept me from going back to sleep. But I could only see there was like flashing kind of things.
Okay.
So I couldn't see what.
Your room is like right there, and you have the balcony right up, where
she showed me her view.
Yeah.
But you really,
her view of trees.
Yeah.
I like to see the squirrels and the birds, Certainly better than I would have liked to have seen anything else.
Yes. Nothing else to add, right?
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.